Documents released by a federal appeals court judge last week made national headlines, but Tate says voters care more about whether Walker's living up to his promise to create thousands of jobs and grow the state economy.
You know, we had volunteers that knocked on over 3,000 doors this past weekend to talk about Mary Burke and Democratic candidates. And what we heard at the doors wasn't, you know, whether the governor is at the center of a criminal scheme. We heard people saying that they want Wisconsin back to work, that they don't want to have to work two jobs and get paid what they used to get paid at one.
That response isn't surprising to Jay Heck of the campaign watchdog group Common Cause. He says the ongoing court battle over campaign finance laws is too complicated for most voters to understand. He also notes that it's currently stalled. Heck says polls show voters are split right down the middle on their support or opposition to Walker, and unless actual charges are filed, those numbers probably won't change much.
You know, this information is interpreted in two different ways. I think if you're a Walker fan, you think it's a partisan attack. If you're not a Walker fan, you think, well, you know, that's what I figured. I don't think there are that many people who are going to use this information and say, okay, I'm going to now change my mind.
Heck says while the investigation may not affect the November election, it could impact how closely candidates work with outside groups in future elections. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.